Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. The Simpson College football team had a much improved season last year, improving two games to go 5-5 in new head coach Reed Hoskins' second season in charge of the program. The Storm also saw multiple big performances both from upperclassmen and newcomers. Senior quarterback Jay Jensen III became the all-time program leader in passing touchdowns with 80 and ended his career with 8,562 passing yards, which ranks second all-time, and passed Taylor Nelson with his first touchdown throw in the last game of the season. Freshman Noah Craycraft also had a stellar season, 14 touchdowns, the most by a rookie in program history, and tied for the third highest single season total overall. He finishes his first campaign with 911 receiving yards. Wyatt Chabon concluded his collegiate career with 334 tackles in 37 games, ranking third all-time behind Brendan Holmes and Jared Young. And fellow linebacker Zach Truitt also finishes his career ranking top 10 in total tackles, claiming the fifth spot with 271 stops. We hear highlights from the Storm season, as well as a talk with head coach Reed Hoskins on today's Lely Radio Sports page. Second down and 9 from the Knights 39. Jensen drops back to pass. Looks down the field. He's going to take a shot for Craycraft, who has a step down the field. Caught into the end zone.
Touchdown.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
Storm. Jensen to Craycraft from 39 yards out. And Simpson's on the board. And DeMarco Young gives a guitar strum down the field. And the Storm are an extra point away from being down just 3.
Oh, that was a perfect place ball there. Double move for Craycraft. It was just a matter of time before Noah Craycraft became a big part of this game. That drive was maybe his breaking out party. And wow, just an awesome drive there. 2:34 left in the half.
First and 10, Simpson at the Wartburg 22, trailing 16-7. DeMarco goes in motion. They try a counter. No, it's over to Craycraft. Wide receiver screen.
He's got it.
A lot of room to the left side. Great block by DeMarco Young. He's towards the corner.
Yeah.
Into the zone. Noah Craycraft for 22 yards, and the Storm are back within a score.
Oh, I love the play there. Great play by Craycraft, and just an awesome block by DeMarco. Man, just throwing his body out on the line there. Great play.
All right, fourth down and goal. Jensen into the corner of the end zone.
Caught. Got it.
Touchdown.
Stoska.
Cole Stoska on fourth and goal from the 5, and Simpson's back within 2 scores, 32-20.
Yeah, just some a little mistakes here and there that make a big difference when it comes down to it. And, you know, some spots we were a little bit off, you know, that way. And, you know, and certainly give them credit. They do a lot of different things, you know, on each side of the ball. But so that was frustrating, you know, there. Certainly felt like we could have got a few more points on the board, especially early in the game. But, you know, luckily our defense really kept us in it really well and, you know, basically handled everything that their offense threw at them for the most part and, you know, kept us in a spot where we could end up ahead for sure.
The Jensen to Craycraft connection continues. 3 more scores today, and then the Joe Bream touchdown, even when they kind of knew it was coming.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the scoring for today, and it was a fun offensive day once you got things rolling.
No, and that's exactly what I told the guys in the huddle right before we ran that play. It's like, I don't care that they know it's coming. They have to stop it. And, you know, Joe is certainly become a legend within our program, you know, here in recent. I mean, everything from, you know, certainly being our captain, you know, being our starting center for you know, each year in his time here, and did everything today, including score a touchdown and run down on the ensuing kickoff, you know, that way. And, you know, it was fun to really see us maximize, you know, certainly his talent that way. For sure.
This senior class had to go through feel like I'm almost saying it too much, but they had to go through some tough times where it wasn't easy to play football, and a couple of one-win seasons, and that's just difficult to come back, and then a coaching change in the middle of that.
Sure.
But this group stuck with it and made a big difference on the program.
They did, and that's why, I mean, I'll remember the senior class forever. You know, just them taking a gamble on me as the new head coach and putting together a staff that, you know, they followed their lead. And you know, he spent a lot of time in the last year and a half really developing these young men as leaders, and they used a lot of those tools, especially through the course of this year, and just the impact they've made on so many of our young guys. I mean, just hearing the conversations from freshman to senior as they're saying goodbye and their congrats there, and, you know, that legacy, but legacy in motion, you know, is really a big piece of it, and I'm certainly proud of everything they've contributed.
The Storm ended the season with a perfect 5-0 record at Buxton Stadium on the Simpson College campus. Thanks for tuning in to Simpson Football's recap on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. We will have Simpson men's and women's basketball coverage throughout the winter on Saturdays, live on 94.3 KNIA in American Rivers Conference action. The one to count on for today's local sports coverage and the home of the Simpson College Storm, 94.3 KNIA.